If you're a denizen of North America, you probably think you know every furry critter in these parts. You've got your bears, cats, wolves, and even a muskrat or two. But there's a lesser-known mammalian that may lurk in the dark of your backyard in the wee small hours of the morning. The ringtail is the essence of the word critter, and yet it's a lesser-known member of the American animal kingdom. But learning more about a place you thought you knew is the spice of life, death, and taxonomy. Welcome back to Life, Death, and Taxonomy, your 30 minutes of interesting animal information. I'm Joe.
And I'm Carlos.
Thank you to Cassie for the creation of our theme song. To hear more of Cassie's music, please search Cassie Michelle on YouTube or Spotify.
And thank you to Joanna for the creation of this week's artwork. To check that out, you can visit us at our home on the web at ldtaxonomy.com. And a very special thank you to our patrons, to Jesse Raspolich, Carol Raspolich, Richard Kaspar, Lottie Nobry, Gray Hughes, and Wednesday Rabbit. Thank you so much for your support. It's greatly appreciated. Thanks for helping us keep the lights on.
And today we're talking about an American mammal that you might not already know about, which is pretty crazy.
Today we are talking about what we talked about last week. Just the corner of that JPEG and just brought it in a little bit. Just adjusted that size, stretched it out maybe.
Yeah.
It's that episode in Futurama where to duplicate something, you make it slightly smaller. And so, that's what we've done with to the Kwati.
So, what are we talking about?
Talking about the ringtail. The ringtail. That confused me too. I was like, I thought I knew what a ringtail was. Ringtail lemur, right? It's King Julian. And you'd be right, but that's not a ringtail. That's a ringtail lemur. How dare you?
It does look like King Julian, but drawn by another artist. I mean, it looks like a ringtail lemur, but drawn by another artist. Like, it's just slightly different.
It looks like
Uncanny Valley. If you put them together, they would get a sense of Uncanny Valley. The ringtail lemur would be like, what the heck is that?
I'd say,
what's wrong with this guy?
I'd say I would look at them and say, like, okay, the ringtailed lemur looks like a monkey version of this thing, and the ringtail looks like a cat version of this thing.
Yeah.
So.
It's
But yeah, it's just.
It's Eevee, but you gave it a cat song.
You gave it a cat song. Instead of the monkey
Instead
stone.
Of a monkey stone.
That's pretty good. That's exactly what. Although these look way more similar than any of the Eeveelutions look like each other.
And the same color. You gave it a weasel stone.
Yeah, this has weasel. I think this looks more like a weasel to me. Because
no,
of like
cat.
The small like mouse-ish features that it has. The Kwati has like that long
Weasels
nose.
Weasels are long.
Weasel.
That's weasel.
Weasels are long, but their noses aren't necessarily long. Like a stoat.
Oh, what am I thinking of? What is a long-nosed animal?
Like an anteater?
Yeah, I don't know. This thing, it looks like a combination of all of it.
Yeah, they're all pretty similar. It's also called the ring-tailed cat, which is incorrect. We talked about this last week with the Kwati, but like there's just this plague of people just looking at this animal they can't identify and calling it a cat or a badger or something. It's like
anything cat size that has ears and like fluff, that's cat.
It's a cat.
It's a cat. There.
It's a different kind of cat. So it's also called
Never
the ringtailed
kind of cat before.
It's called the miner's cat. It's called the civet cat. It's called the Keiko Missile, which sounds like a demon that you fight in Doom, There's actually a Doom demon called the Keiko demon, but this is called the Keiko missile.
Oh,
so
really?
I've never heard anything that's more Doom than that. And then the Basarisk. Although the Keiko missile is literally a different animal. So it's similar to calling it a cat. You're just calling it some other animal. But what we're going to call it here is the Texas Trash Panda and the Kwadi in a coal mine. You ready to science it up? Give it a good dash of science.
Uh-huh.
Engage in that oldest and the oldest the occupation.
old profession?
Yes, the oldest profession.
Just naming things?
Naming animals in particular.
The one you're thinking of is actually like the second oldest, maybe.
Yeah, it was literally the second job that anybody had was murderer. the second job.
Well, that wasn't his job. That was just something that, you know, that was on the side.
that was more.
It was a passion. That was a hobby.
That was the beginning of the gig economy.
So technically, the second oldest job is farmer.
Yeah, that would make us. That would make sense. Yes, tilling those thorns. The kingdom for the ringtail is Animalia. You know it. You love it. You're in it. The phylum is Chordata. You also love it and know it and are in it. Class is Mammalia. We are just on the same page. Divert a little bit with the order, which is Carnivora, even though we eat meat too. Although you may not. I don't know. I don't know you, listener. The family is Procyonidae, which we were in last week, which is raccoons and things, and coatis, kinkajous, weird monkey cat things that live in the Americas, pretty much. Although there are raccoons in Europe, and in Asia, so I guess it's not really just the Americas, but most of
there are actually no cats in America.
That's true. At least that's what they told people at Minsk.
The Maskowitz.
The genus is Basariscus. Basariscus. And the species is Astutus. Basariscus. Astutus.
It's a Harry Potter spell to, like, cram for an exam.
About snakes.
Yeah.
Because the this is gonna lead you. I'm not gonna say anything because the next we're gonna get to my favorite part of the show, which is nitty gritty nomenclature. We're gonna have to figure out exactly what this means. What does Basariscus astutus mean in English? Does it mean A, crafty little fox? B, intelligent cat? C, smart snake-like creature? Or D, keen cave dweller?
I have to go with snake-like creature, unless in both times you were thinking it sounded like that, but we'll go with snake-like creature. Basilisk.
You were correct on the first, incorrect on the first account, correct on the second account. I was like, this sounds like basilisk, and so I'm going to put snake-like creature there, even though in real life, a basilisk is a lizard. The answer is crafty little fox.
Oh, great.
Like Basar?
It does look a little like a fox.
Fox, and then the iscus is like diminutive for in Latin. And then astutus is crafty, like scheming.
So is a discus a little disc?
Probably.
Interesting.
It's like in Spanish where it's like ito or ita.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a crafty little fox. Even the taxonomy is wrong. Even the almighty
when something is
Latin overlords are wrong. They're long and wrong.
When something looks like cat or fox and is not cat or fox, it is cat or fox. Yeah,
or bear.
Yeah.
Calling a tardigrade a water bear, that's too much of a stretch. Or space bear. Not even close. It's a space bear on Arrakis. Like, that's the kind of animal you would expect to see there. Okay, let's talk about what the ringtail looks like. It looks like a coati weasel. We mentioned it before. It has a cat-like body. It has these long triangular ears, pointed face. It has this titular long fluffy tail with black and white rings on it. But it's not super fluffy like a raccoon's is. But it's also not very thin. It's not as thin as like a ring-tailed lemur. So it's somewhere between a raccoon's and a ring-tailed lemur's tail. The coat on its back and head and legs is dark brown, sometimes black. It has white rings around its eyes, a cream-colored underside, so it's counter-shaded, like a lot of animals are. But it is it's related to the coati and the raccoon, but it's much smaller than both of those animals. It's kind of closer to a squirrel cat. It's actually smaller than most household cats. So, exactly how small is it, Joe?
Welcome to Beloved Measure Up Segment, the official listener's favorite part of the show, the part of the show when we present the animal size and dimensions through a quiz that's fun for the whole family. It is also part of the show that's introduced by you when you sit in an audio of yourself saying singing or chittering.
Probably chittering.
Measure up into ldtaxonomy@gmail.com. It's often chittering. But we don't have a new measure up intro this week, which means we get to hear from an animal, and Carlos has to guess what it is.
It's a Texas ringtail. I'm sure you found one.
Not necessarily, but without further ado, the listener's favorite part of the show.
Actually, I do. And right now, they really need me.
Do you know who that is?
That kind of sounded like Bruce Willis, so I'm going to go with RJ the raccoon from Over the Hedge.
That is correct. That is RJ the raccoon from Over the Hedge.
Yes.
I couldn't find a Texas ringtail, so I went with a cousin.
yeah, that's... I've seen that movie a couple times, but it's been a long time. I did play the video game, though.
Me too.
Back when playing licensed video games was a terrible experience. I had Open Season, Over the Hedge, and Cars. Somebody got me like, oh, these are things that he might like on the Xbox 360.
Surely Cars is a Xbox standard racer.
It's. I did not play much of it because I don't like racing games. So I remember just driving around and off of, it's kind of, it had like an open area to drive around in. But I'm sure there were races later on. Just didn't much care. I don't much care for car games. I would rather be a turtle or a raccoon trying to avoid an exterminator.
With hockey sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about their body length. They're between 30 and 42 centimeters. Or 12 to 17 inches. How many ringtails go into the length of Texas north to south?
Huh.
Here's a hint. Texas is the second largest state. Did you know that?
I did.
East to west, it's around 773 miles.
That's good information. Really? That's it?
I bet there's certain places you could go east to west in Texas and it'd be like a handful of like 30 miles.
Oh, well, like at the bottom?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I imagine it's like from the wing. Like Texas has these wings.
What does it say about you that when you touch up in Texas, it autofills Roadhouse? And you hit go, and it's just like, that's what you want. You want a Texas Roadhouse.
That's what I want right now.
You're looking for some rolls and some butter.
Oh, so good. Texas Roadhouse is one of my favorites.
It's the age-old question. Do you get the? Do you go for the breadsticks, the Olive Garden breadsticks, Cheddar Bay biscuits, or Texas Roadhouse rolls?
Cheddar Bay biscuits, is that Red Lobster?
Yeah.
I've never stepped foot inside a Red Lobster before.
The only thing good there is the Cheddar Bay biscuits and the Caesar salad. Yeah.
No, if on date night we want to be fancy,
shrimp.
If we want to put on if I want to put on a button up, then we're going to Olive Garden. But if we're just looking for a lot,
you put on a flannel.
Oh, yeah, a lot of it depends on what you're craving for. So like, if Bibby wants some salmon and I want a burger, then we're going to Texas Roadhouse. But if we want some pasta, we're going to Olive Garden. I miss Flanagan's. Flanagan's is down in South Florida, because it's one of the very few chain restaurants that serves both mules and sweet potato fries, which are two things that I love.
The Venn diagram of champions.
Yes. I love a mule is my favorite mixed drink, and sweet potato fries are my favorite side. So, anyway, Texas, top to bottom, 500 miles. Cause why not?
The thing about Texas Roadhouse is that it's a little too loud. Especially when they come out with doing the honky tonk stuff.
Or when they sing for people's birthdays and stuff. We recently went to we got a gift card to Longhorn, and I'd only been to Longhorn once before, but that food was really good. I got a rack of ribs.
It is.
It was fantastic. Steakhouse. But it's like a different. Like Texas Roadhouse is also a steakhouse. Like you can go out and pick your. They got. All of the cuts that you can go out and pick, but just the caliber of flavor is just better at Longhorn for that stuff. There are just more options at Texas Roadhouse, and it's a lot cheaper.
Fried pickles too, and they're like good. I don't even like pickles that much, but fry them.
Oh, and the Bloomin' Onion. You don't have to go to Outback for that. You can just go to Texas Roadhouse. They've got a Bloomin' Onion there for you.
You don't have to support Australia for that.
Yeah. It makes me sick just to...
A root and tootin' onion.
Just to think of... Yeah, they don't call it a Bloomin' Onion. I don't remember what they call it, but... also, like, man, those onions are big. Never seen an onion that big. Anyway, my answer is 1.8 million. That can't be right, but that's... I'm not doing the math again.
Final answer?
Yes. 1.8 million Texas Ringtails could be stretched from what's above Texas? Oklahoma to Mexico.
Correct answer is 2.8 million Ringtails.
Not that far. So another situation where it's like I'm close but no cigar. Everyone's favorite. I'm not astronomically off, but I'm also not right on there. Right on the money.
I know, and people hate that. North to south, Texas is 801 miles. It's longer north to south than it is east to west.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said it was 500 miles, though, instead of the, what, you said 367
or something. Well, I told you that east to west is 773 miles.
I thought you said 367 miles. Did I not... I must have totally heard you wrong. I was like, huh.
One of us was wrong. I either said it wrong or you heard it wrong. Either is possible.
Probably
in this late hour.
Probably the second one.
Let's talk weight. 870 to 1500 grams, approximately 1.5 to 3.3 pounds. How many ringtails go into the weight of the Black Fly ultralight aircraft?
That's like one of those helicopters that you can get for $3,000, right?
It's not exactly a helicopter. You have to look it up. Although, don't. Not yet. Here's a hint. It was developed by Opener. It's an all-electric personal vertical takeoff and landing aircraft and is designed for easy flight from small grassy areas. Here, it has a cruise speed of 62 miles per hour in the air. And, like, it doesn't look like it has landing gear. Do you just land on its belly?
My answer is 45 Texas ringtails go into this death trap you're describing.
Oh, some people call it a flying car.
I love the flying car. Final answer?
Yep.
Oh, crizap. I forgot to do the math. Let's go fly a car.
You said, did I know if Texas was the second largest state? Is that not common knowledge?
It is. That was the joke.
Oh, okay.
The children might not know.
I don't know, yeah. I was like,
listener child.
Is that a trick question? I know Alaska's big. I know that's the big one.
Do you know what the second biggest one is? I mean,
I bet you it's Texas.
The third biggest is also Texas. Yes, very good.
I don't know.
The correct answer
is the third biggest California. Do you know?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, you don't even know.
Yeah, it's got to be California. The correct answer is 94.8.
That was double. California is the third, by the way. That's double my answer. I said 45. Yeah.
The Black Fly is 3.3 pounds, or 142 kilograms.
Wait, the Black Fly is
300 pounds.
I almost said 300 pounds, but then I was thinking of something that you could, like, the average person couldn't just pick it up once it landed. And I was thinking something, like, so light that you could pick it up and move it. So, like, 150 pounds is something you could do that with. But I almost said 300. I would have been just right on the money if I'd said.
150 pounds. Like, do you want your aircraft to be like?
I don't want my aircraft to be
lighter than you.
I don't want my aircraft to be 300 pounds either. But I figured that, like, technology has gotten to the point where you could just, like, strap something to your back at this point and Django Fett your way wherever you want to go. I want to look at this though. What is it? The Black Fly.
Black Fly ultralight aircraft. It's got, are those propellers?
That looks like a UFO.
It's got, yeah, I mean, it's like, if you play Breath of the Wild 2, Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2, Tears of the Kingdom, this, it's like,
a Star Wars story?
It's designed kind of like the, like, air bike that you can make.
Yeah, this is cool. It's terrifying, though. I'd rather be in this than a submarine that was the same than, like, one of those personal subs.
I would rather be on a personal sub?
That sounds delicious.
It's like a pan pizza. It's personal. Do you have any fast facts before we get into the major facts? Facts as, like, the size of the fourth largest state. Like, what could that be?
Yeah.
That's a fact. It's fast.
Yeah, I knew it was California. And then the next one's Montana.
No, the fourth largest.
The fourth is Montana. Yeah. So the Texas ringtail lives from the Midwest and Southeast U.S., from California to Texas, all the way down to the south of Mexico. It can sometimes be found as far north as Oregon on the Pacific Coast. It likes arid and desert habitats, so the Pacific Northwest is not the best place for that. But the Southwest is. It likes lots of rocks, older trees, because it likes to make its home in areas like this. It also likes caves, mine shafts, canyons, etc. It eats small vertebrates like birds, rats, mice, squirrels, rabbits, snakes, lizards, frogs, toads. But it is omnivorous, like other members of the Procyonidae family. The raccoon families is what I'm going to call it. So they will also eat fruit and some plant material during the spring and summer. They are nocturnal. They like to climb trees. They are pretty avid climbers. They mate in the spring and have four kits per litter. And the kits are old enough to hunt for themselves after 4 months. And they are sexually mature at 10 months, and they live for a total of 10 years in the wild. Which, anytime I see these, like a giraffe can walk after 2 hours of being born, it just reminds me just how utterly helpless human babies are for so long. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Just now, I mean, Melody is now getting to the point where she's crawling around and climbing up on stuff. And she's the most precocious in that department than our other kids. She's just, hey, can I get there? I'm going to try. But that's something that, most animals have to deal with, like, hours after birth. We've had, like, almost a full year to have a stationary baby, but also a very helpless baby. Anyway, ringtails have to keep an eye out for predators that include foxes, coyotes, raccoons, bobcats, hawks, and owls, typical desert predators. And just like Joe Rogan, it will release a pungent and powerful Elon Musk if startled. They can be more or less domesticated or tamed. Not really domesticated, but tamed. And so the people have kept them as pets. And they have been historically kept as pets as mousers by miners. People who work at mines, not people under the age of 18. Maybe both. It was back in the day, so it's probably both. And that's why they're called the miner's cat. And that's why I called it the Kowadian coal mine. And that's all I got.
Interesting. Well, here's the major fact. Really, the major fact of this animal is the same as the raccoon, because they are impressive generalists. They are able to eat everything like a raccoon can. Fruit, nuts, insects, fish, meat, small animals. Like, they anything that they can get their hands on, they can eat, which makes them extremely adaptable. And that's the coolest thing about them, technically. Their biggest, like, survival tactic. But we already talked about that, so let's talk about something else. They are all-terrain climbers. Ringtails are excellent climbers, showcasing remarkable agility and adaptability in climbing both rocks and trees. They live and thrive in rocky semi-arid conditions, like you might find in certain regions of Texas. They prefer habitats like rock piles, stone fences. If you have a stone fence, they love those. canyon walls and talus slopes.
Exactly. Whatever that is.
Talus slope is. Wow, let's get that cooking. What the heck is a talus slope?
I can't. My hands are just full of talus slopes. I don't even know what to do with all of the talus slopes that I have.
Why can't I hold all these talus slopes?
This place is lousy so with talus slopes.
They also like to they make, like you said, make their homes in hollows too. So trees. So they're climbers, but they're not specialized climbers. They'll climb rocks and they'll climb trees. So ringtails can ascend vertical walls, whether they're rocky cliffs, tree trunks, or even cacti. Their strong claws and flexible limbs allow them to navigate challenging terrain with ease. Terrain such as a talus slope, which is a landform characterized by a jumble of loose rocks and debris that accumulates at the base of a cliff, rocky outcrop, or steep slope.
Now I actually do know exactly what they're talking about. That was a good description. It's what Samwise Gamgee was buried in when he fell down after the Black Gate incident. Like when he fell down the little cliff.
Yeah, a brand new talus slope. They're nocturnal ninjas. They don't actually like assassinate anyone usually, unless it's like bugs.
Unless it's like a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah, it's like small animals.
Birds and mice and rats and all the good stuff.
But you're not assassinating it. It's not. There's a level of fame you need to reach before you get to be assassinated.
Also, if you eat,
so it has to be like Fievel himself.
If you eat your victim, is an assassination. Or just a hunt.
I don't know. They can rotate their feet 180 degrees. Like a squirrel. So they can look at their hands and contemplate life. And like, why are we here? Just to suffer.
Why have you made me like this?
And they can also like shove food in their face like a raccoon. And it's cute because they have tiny little paw, like round paws, not like people, not creepy little people fingers, like a raccoon.
Have you seen a raccoon with pink hands? Let me know.
Not all hands are pink, Carlos.
That's why I want to see one with pink hands.
These unique adaptations help them maintain a secure grip while descending structures they've climbed. And ringtails are adept at stemming, a technique where they wedge themselves into small cracks or crevices in rocks, like an actual mountain climber. They do that too. Or Mario doing the bouncing jump. Their ability to move smoothly through narrow spaces allows them to explore the rocky homes. So, like, they actually use a rock climbing technique where they wedge themselves between rocks and use the force to shimmy up.
Yeah, that makes sense. You kind of just do the, like, press against the walls and spider your way.
I don't know
up.
If it's exactly like that. They might put their back against the wall and use their paws. But
that's like what they do in The Emperor's New Groove, where David Spade's character, I can't remember, Cusco and Pacha have their backs together. It's a rip roaring good time.
I forgot to say that they can look at their hands and contemplate life, but they can also rotate their feet backwards so that when they're like a squirrel descending a tree, their feet are like hooked. Their feet are backwards, hooked into the tree with their claws.
That's how squirrels do it.
Isn't that weird to think about? Like, your feet rotate backwards.
I think the clouded leopard has those rotating paws as well.
I think the coati has those rotating paws as well.
It's a good climbing adaptation for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all I got. They're good climbers.
I want to see one, but I don't want to live in Texas, so I don't know what to do about this problem I have.
You can visit Texas.
There we go. I'll do that.
That's exactly what you... That's how I feel about most of the world.
I don't want to live there, but I do want to see it. I want to see it, but not forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it just looks cute. But also, it's nocturnal, so you're unlikely to see it. Unless it you're about to be bit by a rabid animal.
I don't know how true that is. That's a common wisdom for, like, if you see a raccoon during the day, it's maybe rabid. But, like, from what I understand, raccoons just go where the food is when the food is.
Yeah, I mean, it's, so if, like, it's good wisdom because there is a much higher chance of a raccoon being rabid if you see it active during the day. That doesn't mean that it's rabid. It just means that, you know,
but
keep an eye out.
There's if you do see a raccoon during the day, there's a much higher chance that it just smells garbage. And that's the garbage pickup time or something.
Yeah, Occam's razor would say that it's just looking, it just knows that now is the good time for food and it doesn't really have to deal with predators because it's, you know, on a college campus and lives in this trash can. But if you see a raccoon at night, you are probably good on the rabies side of things. If you see a raccoon in the day, there is a chance that it could have rabies.
See it in the day, go away. See it at night, prepare to fight.
Yeah, yeah. Fight it either way is what I'm fight your raccoons either way is what I'm trying to say.
And during the day you have the option to leave, but at night they won't let you.
I mean, in any case, like, don't just don't pick up raccoon or raccoon-like animals unless you've been instructed by a zookeeper and they live at the zoo.
Respect their distance.
Yeah. Or they're attacking your dog. Then you can just chuck them down the flight of stairs like in that one video.
Into the abyss.
All right. That was the Texas Ringtail, the Keiko missile. For you out there in Podcastia, find a nice mine to settle down in. Munch on some choice rodents and release your inner musk if you feel threatened by avian bullies like the ringtail here in Life, Death, and Taxonomy.
Hey Taxonomy Titans, I just want to remind you that we now have a Patreon. Patrons can see full video episodes and get shoutouts on the show. But ultimately, it's a way for you to help us cover some costs and get even better. Still, reviews are the best way to help us grow. So if you haven't left one yet, we'd really love to hear from you. As always, thanks for listening and engaging.
In the world podcast.
I wrote that before you knew what your thing was.
The Kwadi looks more like a missile to me then.
I agree.
But it's a missile like thistle though.